Hey, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Nate.
And we are going to be discussing the theme of suffering and great expectations.
And more specifically, how it affects Pip, Estella, and Mrs. Havisham.
So, Nate, what do you think the overall theme of suffering means in Great Expectations?
Well, I think Charles Dickens shows suffering as a major theme in this novel. In some cases, it's seen as heartbreak, while to others, it's seen as learning a lesson. So, how do you think Charles Dickens shows suffering through his characters?
Well, I think suffering is shown throughout the story as the characters' actions, talks, and descriptions of other characters. I also think that Dickens uses suffering to show that characters like Pip, Mrs. Havisham, and Estella all have their own miseries and will never find happiness while wealthy.
I agree with that. I also think that all three of those characters suffer in their own ways and learn their own lessons.
Agreed. So, in chapter 59, when Estella says, "Suffering has been stronger than all other teaching. I have been bent and broken, but I hope into a better shape." I think that quote really highlights the connection of suffering in the novel to Estella specifically. What are some of the ways you've noticed that Estella suffers in the book?
From what I've seen, I think Estella is a really unique female character in the novel. As an adult, she is cruel and unable to show and receive love. She also pushes away Pip, the man who loves her, which shows a bit of a deeper understanding of how she's unable to love.
I agree with that, but I also think that acting this way is not entirely her fault. In chapter 29, Estella says, "I have no heart, if that has anything to do with my memory." Why do you think she says that, and how does it relate to her suffering?
Well, Estella was raised not to love by Mrs. Havisham for some specific reasons that we'll talk about later. I think Estella does have feelings and most likely wants to feel love, but simply does not know how to, which again isn't entirely her fault since that's how she was raised. I think this would be a very lonely way for her to live and anyone else, and might contribute to why she is so mean to Pip.
So, while we are on this topic, why do you think Mrs. Havisham chose to raise Estella this way? And how do you think it relates to her suffering specifically?
Well, first, Mrs. Havisham's heart was broken by the betrayal of Compey's son and her brother, which led to her raising Estella to tease boys and not love them as part of her revenge. I think that in chapter 12, when Mrs. Havisham tells Estella, "Break their hearts, my pride and hope, break their hearts and have no mercy," it really goes to show how Mrs. Havisham's betrayal has rubbed off on her daughter.
Yeah, and I also think her life is defined by one single moment, which is her jilting by Compeyson on what would have been her wedding day. She, after this, becomes a mad, vengeful woman who lives in a rotting mansion and literally wears an old wedding dress every day. She also becomes determined to not move on from her heartbreak, which alone would cause personal suffering from reminiscing on a very upsetting moment in her life every day.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I also think her actions show psychological damage. Both her and the people in her life suffer because of her quest for revenge. Not only that, but she is completely unable to see that her actions are hurtful to Pip and Estella. On that note, how do you think Pip is affected by Mrs. Havisham's want for revenge?
Well, Pip is a man who loves Estella, which obviously causes him to be a part in Miss Havisham's revenge since she raised Estella to tease boys and not love them. She was the one who caused Pip to fall in love with Estella. For example, in chapter 29, she says, "Love her, love her, love her." She tells this to Pip, but then goes and tells Estella to break hearts, including Pip's, leaving him to feel very sad and empty inside.
In chapter 11, Estella asks Pip if he thinks she's pretty. He, of course, replies, "Yes, I think you are very pretty." Estella, knowing she will never love Pip, does this to tease him.
But aside from Miss Havisham and Estella, how else does Pip suffer in the novel?
In my opinion, Pip suffers the most out of all the characters. First, he is an orphan child who is raised by an abusive, resentful sister and also suffers from Estella teasing him. He grows up with almost nothing and experiences many challenges that would cause suffering for anyone. What do you think some of these challenges are?
I think that the first is dealing with the convict, which imposes a lot of stress on such a young boy. In chapter 1, the convict tells Pip, "Say, Lord strike you dead if you don't," meaning he has to choose between betraying his family or choose death. Pip's family is mostly all he had, so choosing between them and the orders given to him must have been very difficult. Pip also has very low self-esteem and feels guilty for his own existence and suffers from that thanks to Mrs. Joe.
I agree. I also think that later in the book, when Pip is blessed with wealth, he is confused between two worlds. Joe has stood by him through everything, and in his new world, Pip feels embarrassed to be associated with Joe.
How do you think this affects Pip?
I think deep down, Pip is conflicted and does not want to choose between his past and present life. I think the guilt would be hard to deal with.
I agree, but like we said in the beginning, I think that Pip learns his lesson in the power of friendship and that no amount of money can compare.